لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It's been about 11 days since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left Makkah al-Mukarramah to make hijrah. And he and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arrive in the city of Quba. They stay there for just a few days. Maybe 4 days, maybe a bit more. And during this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lays the foundations of the very first masjid of Islam, you could say, or at least of his prophethood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam personally carries stones and rock and sand with his companions for the construction work, for the building of Masjid Quba. Tabrani quotes from Al-Shimus bint Nu'man radiyallahu anha as saying that nadartu ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama hina qadima wa nazala wa assasa hadha al-masjid Masjid Quba. Fa ra'aytuhu ya'khudhu al-hajara was-sakhrata hatta yasharahu al-hajr. Wa anzuru ila biyad at-tarabi ala batnihi aw surratihi. فيأتي الرجل من أصحابه ويقول بأبي وأمي يا رسول الله أعطني أكفك فيقول لا خذ مثله حتى أسسه. She says, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he constructed this masjid, the Masjid Quba. He used to carry stones and rocks on his back until it was bent. I also saw dust on his dress and or his belly. But when one of his companions would come to him and say, O Messenger of Allah, by my father and my mother, you know, let me take this load off of you, he would say no, and he would ask the companion to go and carry a similar load instead. This was the work ethic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leading from the front, being the one who was at the front doing the heavy lifting. And when people come to relieve him, he says, no, don't relieve me, but you also go and do the same. And that way, everyone works together, and of course, the work gets done faster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this very first masjid in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 108. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. Certainly a mosque, a masjid founded on righteousness from the first day is more worthy of your prayers. In it are men who love to be purified. And Allah loves those who purify themselves. And of course the context of the revelation of this verse has to do with the fact that the munafiqeen, right, the hypocrites, had tried to compete with this original masjid by building another one right next door, right next to it, Masjid Dirar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the kind person that he was, you know, when they invited him, even though they were doing so with an evil mind, with an evil plot to divide the Muslims, but even then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was contemplating going because he felt bad rejecting an invitation to visit a masjid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses, instructing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to go there. لا تقم فيه أبدا. Never go and stand. لَمَسْجِدُ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly favored this masjid, Masjid Quba, over Masjid Dirar, and eventually Masjid Dirar was destroyed. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departs from Quba with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In less than 4 kilometers, he arrives in Yathrib, then known as Yathrib, renamed Medina al-Munawwara. And there too, it's not long before the preparation it's not long before he starts preparations for the second masjid, right, his home base. And today, of course, that masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi, encompasses the entire city at that time of his arrival. So the area of the entire city of Yathrib, Medina al-Munawwara, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, is now encompassed by Masjid al-Nabawi and the surrounding courtyard. Today, so this, is my brothers and sisters, is the effect of taqwa, of sincerity and hard work, which attracts the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, of course, the Prophet's mosque, the Prophet's masjid, is very special. But there's many other examples of growing masajid and communities around the world. Examples exist around the world of masajid and communities, jama'ah, that started very small. And now, over time, they have grown. And people go there and they visit. And perhaps it's a historic site. But it didn't begin as a large masjid. Most of them did not begin like that. Most of them began very, very small. Even like if you look at the model of Masjid al-Nabawi, when it was first founded, it was nothing. It was almost like a shed. It's almost like a hut. There's no dome. There's nothing. It's just, you know, barely a roof. Hardly any floor. That was the foundation. Brothers and sisters, there's an Angus Reid Institute public opinion poll that was released this week. It found that 43% of Canadians feel that Islam is damaging to society. Once again, 43% of people in this country feel that Islam is damaging to society. And this is the most negative feeling out of all the religious groups. And this is actually up 14% from last year. So last year it was 29%. This year has gone up, the negativity has gone up to 43%. Now normally, it doesn't matter to us what people think and what people say. What matters is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we live in a country where public opinion plays a significant role in dictating government policies and electoral platforms, there can be many different implications of such a rise in negative sentiments towards our religion. The da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the foundation of the new Islamic community, was formed in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, our work, our critical work of outreach, of da'wah, of education, softening the hearts, must also start from our masjid. And indeed, there is lots of work to do. And we know that quite well. And this number is just an illustration or a hint of that. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu related that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man bana masjidan lillahi kamafhasi qatatin aw asghara bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah." That whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a sparrow's nest or even smaller, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a house in Jannah. So you see, the size is not the focus in the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The size and grandeur is not the focus, but rather the focus is on getting it started with sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qatat, translated here as sparrow, is a small bird, and its nest is the place where it settles and lays its eggs. And the qatat is singled out for mention here because it does not lay its eggs in trees or at the top of a mountain. Rather, it makes its nest on the ground, unlike other birds. Hence, it is likened to a masjid. The masjid is a nest for the believers. What is it? Masjid is a nest for the believers, especially for our children, our youth. It's the home of the jama'ah. And being a part of the community is critical, as Umar radiallahu anhu related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Alaykum bil jama'ah. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُرْقَةِ." Adhere to the jama'ah, adhere to the congregation, beware of separation. Beware of, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُرْقَةِ, beware of separating, meaning from the jama'ah, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ مَعَ الْوَاحِدِ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدِ. For indeed shaitan is with the one, meaning the person who is alone, and he is further away from two. And the Prophet ﷺ went on and said, "Man arada buhbuhat al-jannati falyalzam al-jama'ah." Whoever wants the best place in Jannah, then let him stick to the jama'ah, let him stick to the congregation, and the congregation is centered in the masjid. Now especially for your children, my brothers and sisters, and future generations. And if you just teach Islam at home, will it be enough? You know, plants need soil, they need water, but they also need sunshine, and they also need the right conditions. And this is where the masjid comes in. You know, we are a relatively small community compared to some other parts of Ottawa. And our new masjid, inshallah, and center will give us much needed space for programs and conferences and activities that we cannot do here. Right? We do not claim or aim to be the greatest. Right? We are nothing. But I really believe that true sincerity brings something. Taqwa brings something. Sacrifice brings something. Barakah means something. And I believe, inshallah, that through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, this masjid and this community will do something, will have some great positive impact somehow, somewhere, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the people of the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those to who He testifies to, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدُ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity and love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take our masjid and our children and grant our children nests of iman in our masajid. Ameen. Alhamdulillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين. I would like, you know, as the year comes to end, I would like to just highlight some of the work that we have done this year in 2023. Alhamdulillah, the, you know, year is, we, you know, we started last year, and alhamdulillah, this year has been a phenomenal amount of work that has been done in the organization and the masjid. You know, starting from our schools, the summer camps, the winter camps, and activities for seniors that we recently started, activities for sisters that are going on, the brothers who are, you know, taking advantage of the masjid. And masjid is, you know, full. Most of the days in Isha, this hall is usually full. And it has been possible only with the help and coming to help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and coming together of this community. You know, this organization, as you must have noticed, is not a one-man show. You know, it is a combination of efforts from so many people in the community who come forward, who want to do good things, and who find an opportunity, and who find that their skills and their knowledge and their efforts are appreciated, and they're contributing through many programs. You know, this summer, alhamdulillah, we had this masjid hustling and bustling with children for July and August. Like, we had camps running for both the month of July and August here, as well as in the Hikmah School. About 200, more than 200 students, 200 children had, you know, were enrolled in our camps. We had overnight camps, you know. Even now, today, you know, there is a camp that's starting in, for children starting in 2 days' time, in 3 to 4 days' time. You know, and this has only been possible with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bringing the community together. You know, we are also active in many other fronts, such as, you know, when the LGBT issue came up earlier this year, you know, our imam was there and our community was there, and many representatives of Kanara Muslim Association were there, and we have been speaking. Imam, you know, is part of a team that speaks to the board members of OCDSB on a regular basis to highlight the needs of our students and to listen and to speak to them and represent our community, you know, our community, whether it's a Palestinian crisis, you know, the war in Gaza, the attack on Gaza that happened. We are there, we are speaking to our political representative every day, every often. Whether it's any type of political activism, we are involved in those activism today. And, you know, and we are covering so many things through this organization, alhamdulillah, in a very short time that... I am really proud to say that this community, alhamdulillah, in Canada, is one of the most active masjids in Ottawa. You can ask your friends and you will see that, alhamdulillah, we have achieved a lot, and that has only been possible with the blessings and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the hard work of the community members, who you don't see often in the stage, in the front who is speaking, but they are working very hard, and they come together through different programs and activities who do the program. Inshallah, we will start a construction of our masjid. This is, you know, we wanted to start earlier this year, but couldn't happen due to technical reasons. But inshallah, we are all slated. We have signed a contract with McDonald Brothers. It's a construction company that built Jami Umar, and that built the extension to the school in the front, and that has built many other churches and other institutional buildings. And of course, we need your support as much as you can, inshallah. And the year is coming to an end, 31st December. So any donation you make today, inshallah, will be, you'll get the tax return back by February, March, whenever you file the tax return, inshallah. So please support us so that we can continue to do this work and can expand this work and we can do more work, inshallah. Okay, jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
I think it was SNMC, right? We built SNMC. Jazakallah khair, Brother Mahmoud. I just want to mention something. You know, there's a lot of questions nowadays about imam and board members and stuff like that. I just want to say, alhamdulillah, I'm very happy, and I'm not saying this because he told me to say that. Alhamdulillah, I have no complaints with any of the board members. Alhamdulillah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. The community, jazakumullahu khairah, every single one of you have given an immense love and care to me and my family, and I really appreciate that. So alhamdulillah, there's no issue here, and I just want to be open about that. Nobody has told me to say this. I'm saying it out of my own free will, free accord. Alhamdulillah, I'm given a lot of freedom. You know, of course, we consult on a lot of things. We're in regular touch, alhamdulillah. But I don't feel like I'm restricted in any way, alhamdulillah, and I'm able to say whatever I want and do whatever I want, and I really do appreciate that. So I want to say jazakumullahu khairah, and for transparency, I want the community to know that as well. Brothers and sisters, you know, we have, inshallah, as Brother Mahmoud mentioned, construction will be starting soon, and I can tell you that once construction starts, you know, the funds will be going out very, very quickly. We are coming to the end of the year, so it's a great opportunity to maximize your tax credits. We like to do the math, so we know that if you make a $500 donation, it will cost you approximately $340. Okay, now it can vary depending on your income level and so on, but approximately $340, which is about, you know, 93 cents a day. Okay, that's what we're talking about. So inshallah, today our target is, on this Friday, inshallah, this weekend, to get 100 donors who can give $500 each, inshallah. Okay? So are there any brothers and sisters who would like to raise their hands and commit, inshallah, and be the first ones? This is Jumu'ah, inshallah, to take that. Jazakumullah khairah, we got one. Second one, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you both. Number three, Jazakumullah khair. Four, barakallahu feekum. Number five, Jazakumullah khair. Sisters, I can't see you, but I trust you're raising your hands as well, inshallah. Number six, Jazakumullahu khair, and also brothers and sisters in the pool room, raise your hand up just for the commitment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, but I'm counting the ones who are in front of me, so I think I had six. Seven, inshallah, outside, I see that. Jazakumullahu khair, brother, may Allah bless you. Now it's number seven. Okay, number eight, inshallah, who can commit? Inshallah, very quickly, I'm not going to take too long, don't worry. Inshallah, I value your time very much. Number eight, inshallah, anyone who I can see? Okay, I assume someone has raised it at least in the basement, so that's number eight, okay? And there must be one in the pool room, so that's number nine, and there must be another one in the sister side, so that's ten. Okay, alhamdulillah. Can we get two more, inshallah? Two more? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Okay? Yes? Barakallahu feekum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Jazakumullahu kulla khayr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward every single person who has made the intention right now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward every single person who has contributed up until now. You know, none of this would be possible, first and foremost, if it wasn't for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are not capable of anything except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us, and through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's number one. But you also have goodness in your heart, and you have good intentions, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. Jazakumullahu kulla khair. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get barakah in all of your affairs. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you, your family, your children, until the day of judgment, and make them all die upon La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather you, your loved ones, your future generations, your ancestors, everyone in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We'll take a quick break and we'll continue, inshallah. To make your donations, of course, you can have the machines outside. You can also give online at kanadamuslims.ca/